If we're going to survive climate change, private money and entrepreneurs have to get in the game. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. We're continuing our new series on Marketplace Tech called How We Survive, about how technology can help us adapt to climate change. And here's the thing about that. It's expensive. The UN puts the total cost to society at $54 trillion at a minimum by the end of the century. So arguably, what we need now is money to create innovative technologies to help survive the worst effects of warming. Jay Coe is managing director of the private equity firm Lightsmith Group, a firm that's hoping to find and invest in some of those technologies. And he says there aren't many others like it.
I think it's one of the earliest attempts to try to look at adaptation resilience as an investable opportunity.
Most money so far has gone toward mitigation, trying to reduce emissions and improve energy efficiency, or toward recovering from disaster. And the bulk of that spending is driven by governments or nonprofits.
If you look at the global tracking of climate finance, less than 5 to 6% of all finance in the climate universe can be attributed to what's called adaptation or climate resilience.
And so far, the private sector has almost no skin in the game. But Coe says the need for funding is staggering. $300 billion a year by 2030 in developing countries alone, and only growing. So on the one hand, private money is going to have to step in.
Without being able to harness the flow of private capital from the private sector, we are going to face a much, much more challenging experience with the effects of climate change flowing through over the next several decades and potentially the next several generations.
And on the other hand, there is money to be made from companies that can come up with great solutions and scale them.
Our role is to find companies like that with great management teams already growing that can then be accelerated in their growth that will generate better returns for investors and also a better outcome for society.
Okay, so but next question, what do you fund? Coe says he's looking at two possible categories for investment, which he calls MacGyver or McFly. MacGyver used what he had to get out of jams.
Easy, MacGyver. Looks like it might be a thermite bomb.
So that's climate intelligence, like we talked about earlier this week, or things like artificial intelligence for modeling risk to buildings and real estate. Then there's taking technology we already have, transferring it to different parts of the world and scaling it up, like drip irrigation or drought-resistant seeds or cheap internet-connected sensors for water metering, but more available and cheaper. Now, Marty McFly from Back to the Future could use tools from, you know, the future to change things.
He's on a hoverboard!
And so that means investing in entrepreneurs with crazy moonshot ideas or materials we haven't invented yet, or just innovative ideas for, say, distilling clean water from the air at any house or school or building anywhere. On tomorrow's show, we'll look at a little MacGyver and a little McFly. And now for some related links. If you are not already, you should totally subscribe to Making Me Smart, the other Marketplace podcast that I'm on with Kai Ryssdal. We did a crossover episode this week about climate adaptation with Solomon Shang, a professor of public policy at Berkeley who studies the economics of climate change adaptation. And in my opinion, it is a great episode. Shang brought up this really interesting idea of opportunity cost related to adaptation and resilience. He said that basically, because of climate change, the cost of just survival is getting higher, whether that's hardening infrastructure or disaster recovery or building new seawalls or AI sewer systems. And that leaves less money for other things in our society, like schools or fire trucks, or the tech innovations that we'll need to make life easier or even possible over time. Other interesting reading on money and climate change. Last month, two central bankers wrote an open letter about climate-related financial risks and how, in fact, climate change is a severe threat to the global economy. And I just learned there's a Sirius XM radio show called Knowledge at Wharton, which probably also makes you pretty smart. And on the most recent episode, two professors from the Vienna University of Economics and Business talked about that letter and the potential economic impacts long term. And I really want this series to be focused on solutions in kind of a hopeful way. But in slightly bummer news, earlier this week, it was confirmed that global carbon dioxide levels have hit their highest number in human history. at 415 parts per million. Scientists say that was probably last the case around 3 million years ago, when sea levels were at least 50 or 60 feet higher, and the Greenland and West Antarctic ice sheets probably did not exist. So, solutions then? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.